Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Chav Tes, and we will talk about the story of Rabbi Chanina on daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara here is discussing various items that are could be used, various foods that could be used for the seudos, the two seudos that are placed for an Erev. And the Gemara gets into onions a little bit. The Gemara says onions, part of an onion is dangerous, says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. On the fourth line of Chav Tes Amid Beis, to yochal adam batzel mipnei nachash shebo. A person shouldn't eat batzel because of the nachash shebo. Rashi, eres saraf habatzel, the poison inside. Umaisa Rabbi Chanina, sheochal chatzi batzel v'chatzi nachash shebo. Rabbi Chanina once ate half an onion and half of the poison in there. V'chal, and he became sick, v'nata lamus, and he was going to die. Ubikshu chaverav rachmim alav, and his friends asked for rachmim and davened for him, v'chaya, and he lived. Mipnei shashah tzrichalo, because the shah needed him, because he was needed for by his colleague. Shashah tzrichalo, an unusual lashon. Who was this Rabbi Chanina? So first of all, the Maharsha says this was none other than Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the famous Rabbi Chanina, where there are many stories in Shas about Rabbi Chanina, says the Maharsha. A small comment right here on Daf Chav Tes. He is the Baal HaMaisim, Lis Palel HaChaveirav, who used to daven for his friends. V'kamar hacha debikshu chaveirav rachmim alav, v'lo bikeshu rachmim ishmai al atzmo. He did a daven for himself, but he had others daven for him. But go back for a second. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, let's review some of the stories that was he was involved with. Probably the most famous one, the Mishnah tells us in Brachas on Daf Lamed Daled that he used to daven for people, and he knew by the way he davened what was going to be with this patient. Amar Allah Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shayim Espala Alacholim VaOmer Zechai VeZemes. He used to say, this one's going to live, this one's going to die. Amru Lo Minayin Atayodea. They said to him, how do you know? Amar Lahem Imshkura Tilaso Befi, if it comes out smoothly from my mouth, Yodea Nishu Mukubal, I know that it's going to be accepted. Vim Lav Yodea Nishu Mituraf, if not, I know that it is Mituraf Shehu Mituraf. What's Hu Mituraf? Rashi says Hachole, either the Chole is Mituraf, he's not going to be healed, or Lashon Acher Rashi says the Tfila is Mituraf. Torfin lo Tfila so Bifanav Klomer Hatfila Shispalov Mitureffes Vitruda Mimenu Ve'ena Mukubelas. That is Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, but this is not the only Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa in Shas. Remember the Gemara on the previous daf. On Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara talks also about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, about the Arod. Tana Rabbana, Maisa b'makom echad shaya Arvad, or Arod, however you pronounce it, some type of dangerous animal. Hoya mazik asabrios, and it was causing a havoc. Bova hodil lo Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, they came and told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Amalem haruli eschoro, show me his hole, the hole of the ground that he comes out from. Here was choro, they showed him his hole. Nasan akeva piachor, he put his heel on the hole. Yatza, the animal went out in the shacho and bit Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, umes oso arod, and the arod died. Nathu aktefo ve'vila beis medrash, he took it on his shoulder and he brought it to the beis medrash. Amar lem, he said, Reubini ena arvad memis ela hachet memis. It's not the arvad of the arod that kills, but it's the chet, it's the sin. But osa shah amru, and at that moment they said, fascinating, oylo la adam shapaga bo arod, woe to the person who is met by an arod. And woe to the arod that was bit Rabbi Chanina Medosa. Wrong person to bite. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Nun Gimel has the next story of Rabbi Chanina Medosa. Remember that story about rain? The Gemara says in Yuma on the way out of the Kodesh Kadashim, the Kohen Gadol used to daven that it should be a rainy year. Im Shchuna Tehei Geshuma. We say some of this on Yom Kippur. And Rav Acha Brei D'Rava adds on a few statements, including V'lo Tikanis L'fanecha Tfilas Ovrei Drachim, that the Kohen Gadol davens that the Tfila of the travelers should not go in front of Hashem. Right? The Bali Musar point out, what do you mean the travelers? All the Klal Yisrael want rain, but these travelers, because they're stuck on the road and they're davening that it shouldn't rain, Hashem's going to listen to their tefillos more than anyone else's? And the answer is yeah, because their tefillos are going to be heartfelt. Their tefillos are going to be mitoch ein breira. And therefore, says the Gemara, that the Kohen Gadol used to daven. But then we have the story of Chanina ben Dosa, Havi Ka'azil Ba'urcha, he was going on the road, Shtam Mitrale, it started raining, Amar Rabbona Shalolam, Kol Olam Kula Benachas, V'Chanina Betzar. Rabbona Shalolam, the whole world needs rain, and they have it, but I'm on the road, and I'm stuck. Why should I be stuck? Pasak Mitro, the rain stopped. Kiyasal Abesi, when he got home, he said the opposite. The whole world of Bitsar and Chanina should be relaxing. The whole world needs rain. Asamitra, and it started raining. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Mayahani le slosi to Kohen Gadol lagabi Chanina Mendoza. The Kohen Gadol Davids, the Chanina Mendoza, look how powerful his tfilos are. But this is Rabbi Chanina Mendoza that the Marsha says is in our Gemara. Vasher Weiss points out that there is not one halachic statement of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza in Chazal. It's all stories. It's all amazing stories. He was, as he said, the closest to be a Balmofes. Balmofes in the Gemara, right? And I didn't even quote the most famous Gemara. One of the most famous Gemaras, and that is the Gemara in Tainis on the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, going over to Chav Hei Amud Aleph. For Rabbi Mendoza on the bottom, it tells the story a little bit, the beginning of the story about the rain, but then it talks about how poor he was. Every Shabbos, every Friday, his wife didn't have any money, any dough, but she lit the oven. So just because she was embarrassed, she didn't want everybody else to be cooking, and she couldn't cook. I remember what happened. There was an evil neighbor that was jealous of her, that she went in, wanted to show everybody that she was lying. So she goes in, Michdi Adana Deleslu Vlomidi, my kulihai, I know they have no money. I know they have no dough. What is this all about? Azla Vatarfa Ababa. She goes and knocks on the door, Ichsefa, and Rabbi Chaim's wife was embarrassed. She goes to the back, and Isavile Nisa, the Chazila Tanura Malilachma, and the oven miraculously got full of bread. And the woman comes in, the neighbor, and says, "Quickly, quickly, bread is burning." And she says, "Yeah, I know. I just went to the back. I went to the back to get a kli to take the bread out because she was mulumedes benisin." And finally, his wife says, "Rabbi Chaim Mendoza, how long is this going to be? Ademas nezav nitzar kulihai. How long are we going to be so poor and have no food?" He says, "What am I supposed to do? Bo rachmi denesvi lachamidi. Davin that we have something. Bo rachmi yotza kim in pisas yad. V'yavu lechadkar de besor de davan. Amazing. A hand went out from heaven, and a leg of a golden table, a golden leg of a table, was given to them. But then they had the dream that in the future, all the tzaddikim was sitting on tables with complete legs, three legs. They had three-legged tables, and they were sitting on a table with two legs. So she says, "My Nevid, what are we going to do? Do you want to have it now and not have an Olam Haba?" She's okay, Davin, that is taken away. Davin is taken away. Boy Rachmi, Nishkalinu, Minach, Boy Rachmi, Vishaklu, and the hand came out and took it back. Tana Godan, exactly, but it was taken back. Tana Godal, Hoya, Nesachar, Nyosem, and Arishon, to Gemiri, to Mayav Yavi, Mishka lo shakli. Wow. And then we have the famous line, Chad be Shimshi, one for Erev Shabbos, Chazi labarte, Davis Ativa. He saw that his daughter was very sad. Amr labiti, the Maya Ativa, why are you sad? Amr le klishol chomis is chalvi, but klishol shemen, by mistake I used vinegar instead of oil. And I lit the Shabbos candles, now it's too late to change anything. Vidlachli men or the Shabbos, so what's going to be? Amr labiti, he says, Ma'ichpa lecha, what are you upset about? Misha Amr le shemen viyidlok, who yomar lechomis viyidlok. The one who says oil should light could say that vinegar should light. And it lit until Abdallah. They used this candle the whole time. Then we have the story about the oxen with the bears on the horns later on. Okay, a lot of stories. But Marsha says this is the Balmofes in our story of Rabbi Chanina. Right? And he's even called the end Mishnah, the end of Sota, that talks about all the midos that left when certain Tanoim died, say when Rabbi Mendoza died, Batlu Anshe Maisa. There's even, the Ben Yoyada says, a remez in the text. Because what's he known for out of all the Gemaras that we just mentioned? The Mishnah Brachas used to daven for people. And that's what's connected to our Gemara. But first of all, the Ben Yoyada says, it's even merumaz in the story, in a word in our Gemara. He says, why was he saved? Because Shashat Srichalo. What do you mean Shashat Srichalo? It should be Mevnei Shaham Sarechla. The Am needs him. What do you mean Hashat Srichalo? So says the Ben Yoyada, Shah is a reference to Chaye Shah. We know Chaye Olam. Torah is called Chaye Olam, and Tefillah is called Chaye Shah. He was known as the Chaye Shah. He was known for that. Nami Nakid Shashat Srichalo, Ki Haya Misugal Hispalel, Viadua Da Tefillah Nikris Chaye Shah, Vatara Chaye Olam, Ukinis Karbi Gemara. It's even alluded to. So the Marsha says, so he was the one. He was the one in this Gemara that was daven for. Why didn't he just daven for himself then? Why didn't he just daven for himself? If he has such power at Tefillah, why didn't he just have it for himself? So, now read the end of the Maharsha. The end of the Maharsha, we stopped in the middle. It says the Maharsha, why is it? What does that mean? They needed to get him healed from his illness right now. The Ein Bakashaso Shal Atzmo Mo'eles Kibakashas Achir Malav. The tefillah that one says on oneself is not as powerful as the tefillah someone else says on you. Kidamrinan ein chavish matar asmo bibeis asurim. Like the Gemara said at the beginning of Brachas, the one who's in jail cannot get out himself. Ein chavish matar asmo bibeis asurim. So that's why he was waiting. He knew that the more powerful tefillah would be the ones that daven for others, and therefore he waited for others to daven for himself. That's fascinating. There is a question on this marsha, and that is this really true? Chazal, there are Chazals against this. They said that's the part of the story. But if you look in the Medrash, Gracious Rabbah, and Parshas Vayera, and Parsha Nun Gimel, a number of famous lines in this Medrash, right? It's on the story of Yishmael. Vayikra Malach Elokim El Hagar. The Malach calls to Hagar, Bischuso Shel Avraham, Ba'asher Husham, Bischus Atzmo, Yafet Tfila Sachola La'atzmo Yosur Mikol. The Feirish against the Marsha. The Tfila of Achola is better for himself than for anybody else. Bischus Atzmo. Basher Husham, just to finish the Medrash because we're here. Amar Bisimon, Kafsu Malach HaYisharis Lakatrigo. The Malach HaYisharis jumped to be Makatrig on Yishmael. Amar Lafan of Ribon HaOlamim, Adam Shu Asid Lo Hamises Banecha Bitsame, Ata Ma'ala Lo Be'er. You're going to do a nace for this Yishmael. He's going to kill so many Jews. Amar Lohem Achshav Mahu. Right now, what is he? Tzadik or Rasha? Amru Lo Tzadik. They said, Amar Lohem, they say he had an answer. He said, now, right now he's a Tzadik. Amar Lohem, Eini Donis Ha'adam Ela B'shaito. Kumi Si Yesanar. This is what you say by Hashav Asaveda. But it was so powerful that even though he was in the future, he was going to kill all these Jews, his tefillah was so powerful. Tefillah Sachola Atzmo is stronger than others. And it's a Rashi. Rashi quotes this. Rashi quotes this there in Parshas Vayera, Rashi quotes as Kol Anar Mikancha Yafet Tfilas Achola Mitfilas Achir Malav Vehi Kodemes Lehiskabel. That is the Rashi quotes this Medrash. The question is, why? So why does the Gemara say in Brachas in Chavish Atzmo Matir in Chavish Matir Asmo Beis Asurin? Says the Mizrahi right here on this Rashi. Sarech Lomar, and the Sifsei Chachamim quotes and paraphrases it. Rashi is trying to come and answer, but he also, she also David Hagar. So why was only his tefillah answered? Father Mina Parakama de Brachis, Velokim Reb Yochanan Lanafshe, Umishani in Chavish Mater Asmon Bibeso Asurin, Sarach Lomar Mishum de Lomotzi Machavin. Theoretically, the Chola's own tefillah is better. But usually and commonly, the Chola himself can't focus because he's sick. Yes, the tefillah of the chola is adif if he can concentrate. But if he can't concentrate, that's where someone else's is better. Right? But this is... that. So what do you have to say in the marsha? In this case, Chanina Medosa wouldn't be able to concentrate? That's difficult to understand. Difficult to understand. The tour and the chizkuni... I'm sorry, before that. The chizkuni said the same exact thing as the Mizrahi. But if you look in the tour... and the Gur Aryeh quotes it, maybe he didn't have the Torah also, the Gur Aryeh quotes the same idea that Ein Chavish Atzmo does not apply to Tefillah. Does not apply to Tefillah. Helping yourself, physically helping yourself. What was that case for Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara Brachas? That wasn't just davening. It was somehow extricating him from his situation. So there we say, Ein Chavish Matir Atzmo Beis Asurim. But Tefillah? Tefillah says the Torah, Ala Torah, Afal Pi on this Rashi. Right, Yechizkiyo davened. He turned and he davened. And that is why the tefillah worked. And that's what the Maharal writes also. He quotes the Mizrahi and he argues. He goes to Mizrahi and says, "Bevada ein zekushia, the tefillah lo shayach bein chavish matir asma beis asurin." What, you dafka need somebody else? You daven yourself. The tefillah he vakadosh baruch hu matir oso. It's not like anybody else is being matir you. When you daven, Hashem is being matir you. Aval hasam da amar lehavli yadcha veukme upirish his chazik atzmacha vaaz yagia lecha ezer elokim shetei chazak. There's some another one of the Amoram is helping him. Ubaze shayach ein chavish matir atzmo she'ein adam mitchazik atzmo. And therefore, tefillah doesn't have it. And therefore, tefillah, of course, the person himself is stronger. Therefore, it's against the marsha. against the Marsha. The Marsha says that Ein Chavish Matar Atzmo, and the Mizrahi also, but that would apply by Tefillah too. According to them, you would have to give a different answer of why Rabbi Chanina did not daven for himself. Maybe he just wasn't able to. Not that it's better, but really, Mamash, he wasn't able to. What does it mean, Hashah Tzrichalo? The Shah needed him, as if to say that they wouldn't have davened for him or helped him if Hashah Lo Tzrichalo. So if you look in the Ritva here, but it's also the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, let me just try to find it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back, he has a short comment where he says, Nira Be'enai, Shma Mina, She'ilu Le'kein, Lo Hayim Avakshin Al Rachamim. If the Shah wasn't Tzrichalo, they wouldn't have David, Mipnei She'garam Ra'a La'atzmo, because he did this to himself. He ate this bad butzal that Chazal said not to eat, and he ate it anyway. So it's his fault. It's his fault. It's his fault. And that's already alluded to. He doesn't quote it, but it's in the Ritva right here. The Ritva has one line here. The Ritva says, "Ubikshol al chaver rachamim pirish bishlosha v'yavol bisha kedai ha'yalachu ba'atzmo sh'avar al divrei chachamim." They davened even though he was kedai to be chayiv. Right, because he did something wrong. Like, what's that lashon? It's the lashon from Brachas. Kedaihu lachuv, like Rabbi Tarfon in the first parak in Brachas. But again, this was the comment of the Yavetz. So related to this is the discussion in the Achronim, and that is, would we violate Averos in order to save someone who got into the problem because of Pshia, because of his own fault? You know what? Would we be Mechalal Shabbos? Somebody put himself into sakana, and now we have to be Mechal Shabbos for them. Would we do that? So that's a question in the Achronim, whether, you know, this is something that we say it's their fault and tough luck and we don't have to worry about it, or we say no, of course we are going to help them even if it's their fault to start. The tshuva is Divrei Yisachar, are quoted here in the Masifta, but that's his question. That's his question based on this Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So he says, maybe you see from this Gemara that you shouldn't have helped him, only Yashar Tzrichalo, that's why you were allowed to help him. But without that, not. Without that, not. But, you know, Pashtus is what most Achronim assume, that we would still help the person. A person is not the Bailim on his own body, and, you know, it's not his, even though he did something wrong, you know, we still have to help him. Whether we prevent him from doing an Avera, remember we discussed that way back, we had a lamed shir on Shabbos, on Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet, I think it was Dav Gimel, about Chatei Bishol Shiiska Chaveiracha. There is stiras in the Gemaras, whether we would sin something small in order to help my friend, or we wouldn't. So some say it's one of the days in the Rishonim, is the chilek is whether it was his fault. If it was his fault to getting him to this situation, then we would not do a smaller aver to save him from a bigger aver. But if it wasn't his fault, then we would say Chatei Bishol Shiiska Chaveiracha. If you look in the Tshuvas Bitzala Chachma, or Bitzala Stern, he has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Zayin, Rachmana Litzlan, someone who tried to commit suicide, Ma'abed Asmo Ladas, whether we would be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Rachmana Litzlan, they found, the case was they found a person, but then he says, well, would we have been Mechal Shabbos for him? So he quotes Ritva, and he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and he says, Mistama, maybe not, according to this far, because it's their fault. It's their fault. Bashkaf Bereshis Hashkafa Amarti Lavi Raya Lesar Mehad Diisa Be'Ervin. Right, if you look in Ervin, so then you see that it's a problem. And Amiata Domina Kavachomer Lenidon Didon Shim Lavakesh Rachamim Lo Nachon. If not even to Davin to someone who violates Divrei Chachamim and brought him into Sakana to do more than Davin to be Mechal Shabbos for someone who just didn't violate Divrei Chachamim and ate something dangerous but Mamish put himself into Sakana like this, so then Bavada Ein Roi Levakish LaRachamim Umikoshekein Shal Mechal Shabbos Avor Hatzalaso. But he says at the end, you know, Mistama, we would, because maybe a person didn't have a full das, you know, it's a long tshuva, maybe we don't know for sure what his mind was. Every generally, Mabed Asmola Das, Mizman Azeh, we are Mekalan, and any type of suffix to suffix to suffix, we would be Mechal Shabbos for. The other question that's dealt with is, how did Ibrahim Mendoza do this in the first place? How did he put himself into Sakana? Why was he allowed to do this? So, some say, maybe it is Lishitaso. Lishitaso, because if you look in Chulin, another Gemara, Chulin on Daf Zayin, Amid Beis, Rabbi Chanina says, Ein od milvado, Eino milvad, it's Rabbi Chanina. So we're assuming it's Rabbi Chanina Medosa also. There was a woman that was being dangerous to him, and he didn't take so many precautions. It says Eino milvad oksiv. If somebody has perfect emunah and mitachon, then you don't have to worry about anything. So maybe here too, he thought that it wasn't going to be a problem, right? We see stories even Amoraim put other Amoraim into danger. Remember the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Chavtes, one of the Amoraim led another one to go into the shul with a seven headed dragon. The Gemara in Tainus, there's a Gemara's various places, but anyway, they were on a different certain level, but we hold Ein Somchan Al Hanes, and therefore we would never try any of this or do anything. Nichnas L'Sakana. Have a great day. We'll stop here.